43-yard line down to the 2. A 41-yard completion for Macon to Monte Davis.
And Monte Davis, a freshman, very impressive. Getting to the spot before the defensive back. He finds the football, plants his feet, goes up and gets it. Makes a great play. Bad Axe gets beat on the play. The catch was impressive, but there's no excuse. He's got to make that tackle. He's able to break free. And a very fortunate tackle to prevent a touchdown.
And it's a handoff right up the middle. Handoff to Max Okulski. He's in. Touchdown Vassar from 2 yards out. And Vassar is on the board for the first time tonight. Touchdown Vulcans.
And that fourth down play, Clark, it was desperacy. They just dropped back, and as soon as the pressure came, he lofted it to his favorite receiver. Monte Davis makes a play for his offense, and that turns into a big play and a short touchdown run for Vassar to get on the board here early in the second quarter.
And Macon hands it off, and it's a scrum right at the line of scrimmage. No word yet from the officials. And they're going to say the two-point conversion fails, and it remains 6 points for Vassar, 24 for the Bad Axe Hatches with 10:17 left in the second quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k. Vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Vassar gets on the board first in the second quarter, 24-6. Bad Axe's lead cut down to 18 points, 10:17 left in the second quarter. 24-6, Bad Axe leads. Vassar stops the bleeding after three straight Jack Clancy touchdowns, and that touchdown set up with a huge fourth down conversion.
Yeah, Bad Axe played a good series there on defense. They forced third and six. They forced fourth down and 10, but they couldn't get off the field, and it was a one-on-one situation, and the Vassar wide receiver made the play, and that was the difference.
And we have a flag on the kickoff. This is going to be against Vassar. So we'll listen in here, see what this one is, but we're going to have a re-kick regardless. It's going to be an offsides on the offense on the kick. Got a little carried away things. 10:17 left in the second quarter, 24-6. Bad Axe leads Vassar.
Foul. Offsides on the kicking team. Re-kick. 5 yards deep.
So it's a 5-yard penalty from there. Instead of the 40, down back to the 35-yard line. We'll call it an illegal procedure or offsides, whatever you'd like to call it. First, though, we have a re-kick for the Vassar Vulcans. Ricardo Macon, punter, kicker, quarterback, running back, drives the bus, does windows. 24-6, Bad Axe leads Vassar. 18-point differential. Macon's kick. Everyone's on sides. Kick comes in at the 30-yard line, brought in by Bad Axe with ease by number 3, Caleb Geiger, and he's brought down hard at the 40-yard line. First and 10, number 29 on that big hit, Marshall Fabro for Vassar. First and 10, though, for the Bad Axe Hatchets with, once again, a good field position.
Oh, they haven't needed good field position, Clark. This offense has been on fire tonight. Big plays, and that Vassar defense still looking confused. We'll see if they're able to find a way to slow down this red-hot Bad Axe offense.
Working off the left hash from the 40-yard line in their own territory. Right to left across your radio, home blue uniforms, white helmets, winged helmets for the Hatchets. Single-wing offense, receiver wide to the right in the slot for the Hatchets. It's going to be number 10, Jack Clancy, on the carry. He's going to be stopped real close to the original line of scrimmage. No gain in that. Number 65, Mason Amond on the tackle from the offensive defensive line. Second down, 10 to go for the Hatchets.
Now, just in case you're wondering, Clark, Jack Clancy has four carries, and two of them have gone for zero or negative 3 yards, and he's still averaging 20 yards a carry. So he's had a pretty good day so far, a couple big runs, but a couple no-gainers. So we'll see how they respond after the no-gain on first down.
Vassar crowding the line, and Clancy goes to his left. Direct snap, has positive yards across the 45. He drags his defender across down to the 49-yard line. It's a 9-yard gain brought down by Marshall Fabro, the defensive back for Vassar. After a 9-yard gain, sets him a third down and manageable. Third down in just a yard to go at midfield.
How do they respond? Running right didn't work, so we're going to run left.
Simple concept.
They get 9 yards, third down and one. But these are the situations, realistically, Bad Axe wants to be in. Obviously, the big 50-yard runs and the kick returns are great, but realistically, when it comes to third down plays, they'd love to be third and one all the time.
Receiver wide to the right. Direct snap to Vinny Blackstock, and he gets nowhere, and no gain in the play is going to set up a fourth down and one. 64 and 62, Matthew Piazza and Blake Kerr on that tackle for no gain on the play. Now a fourth down and a conversion needed here for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
One of the few times we've seen that Vassar defensive line create any havoc in the backfield. They got right up into that offensive line of Bad Axe and didn't leave any running room for Blackstock, and he's really literally stood up at the line of scrimmage with nowhere to go.
Fourth down, one to go. There's balls at the 49-yard line. They need to get to midfield. Call comes in from head coach Kelly Durr, and they go to work. Single wing offense favoring the right side, working off that left hash. There's a snap directly to Clancy. He has the first down and then some across midfield and drags his feet all the way down to the 48-yard line, a three-yard gain in the play. First down for the Bad Axe Hatchets, converting on fourth.
No problem with that call, Clark. Get it. Direct snap right to Clancy and go right at that Vassar defense, right off the center on the right-hand side, and bowl your way through. He didn't even look where any defenders were. He put his head down, found that hole, and followed his lead blocker into the gap and fell forward for that first down. So nice job there by Bad Axe, grinding it out and getting a hard first down here. 8 minutes to go in the first half.
Same formation. It's 24-6, Bad Axe. Blackstock down to pass.
Open.
Wide open downfield and through the hands of Micah Gordon. The sophomore can bring in the pass, which would have had nothing but green passers in front of him. Instead, they run back to the huddle, facing a second down and 10 from the Vassar 48-yard line.
Wow, Vassar, just when they thought they had Bad Axe figured out, Kelly Durr with play action over the top. Vinny Blackstock with what looked like a perfect ball, maybe a little high. It hits Micah Gordon in the hands, again, outstretched hands, and the ball falls harmlessly to the ground for Vassar. But wow, was that an opportunity for Bad Axe missed.
Same formation, working off that left hash from the Vassar 48-yard line, second and 10, 7.5 to play. And it's a handoff. This one's to Ryan Wainer. He gets bound up for maybe a yard, maybe two, to the 47-yard line. Max Kukulski on the tackle after a 1-yard gain. Third down at 9 to go for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Third down and 9, the toughest situation Bad Axe offense has been in so far tonight. They're in enemy territory just inside midfield. We'll see what creative calls Coach Durr comes up with, because you're on their side of the field. I wouldn't be shocked if this is 4-down territory, so I don't think a pass is absolutely necessary, Clark, but we'll see if they can find a way to get 6 or 7 yards and make that fourth down opportunity a little shorter.
Less than 7 to play in the first half, 24-6. Bad Axe leads by 18 points, and Kelly Durr wants to talk with his team. A little confusion here, facing a critical third down and 9 from the 47-yard line. 24-6, Bad Axe leads. Dave Hansen, your thoughts.
Bad Axe was spreading it out there, Clark. They had three wide receivers on the play, just one in the backfield to keep Clancy company. So I'm thinking, a situation where he wants to make sure that everybody is in their right places. This play is very important to him. Yes, you're up 3 scores. However, well, 2 scores now, but you're up 2 scores. You don't want to let off the accelerator, and you don't want to give away free plays. He's got all 3 timeouts. Might as well use one. Make sure his young offense is on the same page. But still been a very impressive first half so far for Bad Axe, and Coach Durr wants to keep it going, punch it in one more time to really make it hurt for Vassar here before the half.
Bad Axe used 2 timeouts in this first half so far. Vassar with all 3 remaining. Third down and 9 from the 47-yard line inside Vassar territory. Facing the sun in front of their eyes, right to left crosser radio, the Bad Axe Hatchets. From the left hash, in that single wing, direct snap, spins Vinny Blackstock downfield, and it is caught by Ryan Wehner, has the first down, no one in front of him, to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown, Bad Axe. Ryan Wehner brings in the pass from Vinny Blackstock, in for the score.